In his first Angelus address following a week of spiritual exercises, Pope Benedict focused on the power of prayer.
La preghiera non è un accessorio, un optional.
The Holy Father said prayer was not an optional or an accessory for Christians, but a question of life and death. He went on to say only those who pray and those who entrust themselves to God with the love of a child can enter eternal life.
Today, Gospel invites us to ponder the mystery of Christ's transfiguration, to acknowledge him as incarnate Son of God, and to follow him along the way that leads to the saving mystery of his cross and resurrection.
Using the example of Christ, who in Sunday's Gospel climbs the mount to pray to his Father, Pope Benedict says that by entering into an intimate dialogue with his Father, Christ does not try to evade or escape the mission to which he was put on earth. The Holy Father goes on to say it is through this intimate dialogue with his Father that Christ enters more deeply into his mission, which he knows will force him to pass through the pains of the cross. In this way, Christ shows us that prayer means to unite oneself to God's will.
Pregare non è evadere dalla realtà.
Pope Benedict said, for a Christian, praying does not mean evading or escaping reality and its responsibilities, but facing them fully, confiding in the faithful and inexhaustible love of the Lord.
A tutti voi auguro una buona domenica, una buona settimana.
The Pope then wished the pilgrims from across the world a happy and peaceful Sunday in a number of languages, including English.
During this Lenten season, may you grow closer to the Lord in prayer, and may he shed the light of his face upon you and your families.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.